coming?
Yeah, go ahead. No, Jimmy can't make it today. Vicky will be here right after work, but...
Why can't Jimmy make it?
He had a family plans. He couldn't make this meeting.
It's a meeting a month that he can't make it.
This one here already has something planned.
Hi, Joyce.
But he did send a report. I have it in my email. There's really not... You're in between things right
now,
right.
Too. Yeah, right. Not much about this.
Yeah, he communicated with me a while ago that he might be able to make this one. It's not like it just came off. Sorry, that was my fault that I didn't make it.
Hey,
Caitlin.
Alright, it's 5:05. We'll call the meeting to order. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No.
Did everybody have time to review the minutes from the July 8th, 2021 meeting?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Old business budget?
The budget is still funding. We're not over budget or anything. Everything's going pretty good. We have about a little over $7,000 in revenue from these programs, the fall programs, that we were able to get in. So it's going pretty good.
So to be clear on the structure, who pays for what?
Yeah.
I keep seeing payment of bills. To be like,
we pay for the new uniforms out of our fees, and they pay for everything else. We had to pay for equipment for soccer because we didn't have any equipment because we had too many teams and we borrowed as much as we could from the schools before having
here,
so we had to get all the soccer stuff.
Yeah, we did. So for the flag teams, but everything is covered in our fees, so we don't have anything additional on top of what we've already taken in. Same thing with cheer.
So we're on $50,000, taking all the fees.
Yeah. They're handling all the management. We do not do any of the coaching, any of the league stuff, any dealing with the parents. We don't do any of that administrative stuff. All we do is take in the fees, pay for the uniforms. So, like, last fall we paid for those basketball uniforms. You're not going to have that this year because we bought really good ones with the registration fee.
And the kids give them back.
They give them back. The schools, out of their $50,000, gives them a participation t-shirt. So they get something that they did. They participated in the program.
Woke.
No. What it does is it creates more knowledge about that Middlefield has a youth program.
Can I justify that?
Well, it's true.
We used to get the same thing. Like,
it's true.
Get,
like, you see it's
like awareness, like volleyball shirt at the end of the season or something. But I'm pretty sure we did have to pay for it at like $10 or something.
Well, we don't pay for it out of their fees. That comes out of the school.
Right.
So technically we pay for it, but yeah, it's part of the program. Coming up, we had to buy like pom-poms. Those will be returned. So we spent $140 on pom-poms because we don't have
it. So what are the equipment supplier?
Right.
So I just want to make sure there's a clear delineation. I thought I saw umpire fees or something coming out.
Those come out of our...
So we're more than equipment suppliers. We're
but
also
when does that be something they
labor
supply?
When we did it, we said that umpire fees, so for ref fees, umpire fees, those all come out of each program's intake. I mean, we can switch it up.
I thought we gave $50,000, and that was the end of our record.
That's what I thought, too.
But we're getting the fees.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get better off giving them the fees.
And just let them do everything?
Then we're $50,000 all in every year. That's...
Well, you're $50,000 plus the dollars that you're losing from
the
registration.
I know our exposure
would be about...
So are you telling me fees outweighed our expenses? Far outweighed our expenses?
No, but you would add in those fees that you get back, like, because it still costs you about 90-some thousand to run total with the 500,000 payment, because you have...
The 50,000, yeah.
Right, I'm sorry, I said 500.
I'm just going to get the 500 to keep it up.
No, it's not. and then I'll have the review with the treasurer, to go over, like...
So what I need is an all-in record.
What?
Is that in there?
Are we actually saving anything?
Well, yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. What was the point of, like, negotiating it like that? That we would still get the fee fees and purchase the equipment? Like, what was the motive?
Well, because otherwise, why are you taking a registration fee? What are you paying? Like,
well, but, like, why don't they just take it?
I don't think they want to run the youth recreation program, but
I think it's a part of the conference.
It's a joint thing. I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. So we're still involved.
Yeah.
We've got it set up where it's pretty...
I mean, I forgot about the umpire fees. We do pay those.
But I'd like to see a revenue expense.
I have the income statement right in the packet.
Is it all, I mean, is it?
It's up to date.
Stock uniforms, fees. I need a simple sheet. I'm simple guy.
Okay.
Income expense.
Okay.
On top of our 50 grand.
That's what this, okay.
Is it in here?
Yeah, I just... You just want me to group everything together and make it a little more simpler.
Oh, so you got, I'm looking at this financial income statement.
We've taken in $13,000, almost $14,000 in program registration. Our expenses to date have been $26,000 plus the 50 you paid last year, because the 50 was out of last year's budget. That's why you don't see it on here.
So, income is double the expense at this point, mm-hmm. basically.
And the payment for this year would be $33,000, because we are getting on the school's fiscal year for when our payment will be.
This has nothing to do with 50 grand.
Hmm?
This has nothing to do with 50 grand.
Right, because we didn't make that payment yet.
But right now, I don't care. I know the 50 grand.
Oh, yeah, no, this is strictly just our revenue and our expenses.
So now we're basically at $37,000 out of pocket. Right?
$12,380. Yeah, plus the 50 grand.
Plus you made 12 grand, so now you're at 50 grand. So now you're $37,000 out of pocket. So, Carl, you are saving money. Okay, we're throwing in $80,000-$90,000 a year covering.
Yeah, I know, salaries and everything.
So now we're $37,000 almost. Mm-hmm. Because you have a payment coming for $50,000.
It'll be $33,000 for this year because we're getting on to the fiscal. Yeah.
Right.
And it may be lower. When I meet with her, we'll see what funds are left over from the 2020 payment versus what they'll need going forward to get them to June.
So I mean, that'd be...
A lot of it's going to Jimmy's salary, because he is...
picking up, like, the whole...
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's out of pocket, $50,000 a year. That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe less than... Maybe even less than that when you get revenue and expenses.
Right.
She had a lot of one-time expenses to be recorded, what you just said, right?
Yeah, like last year, and you'll see it, and it'll catch up in this winter when the winter sports come in, because we spent a lot of money last year getting everything prepared for that basketball program. All you're going to have this year is the... actually, we don't even have league fees, because we're... Greenlink gives them to us, but so you're just gonna have the revenue from the program.
Yeah, because we ordered all those uniforms that we got back,
and
the
schools buy the T-shirts. So,
how long did the uniforms last? Like 5 years. Last year when we did basketball, Jimmy ordered reversible jerseys that they gave them back to me at the end of the year, and that's when they got the T-shirt that Jimmy got.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have to. Like normally, we would always buy T-shirts or jerseys for the kids for basketball while we're reusing them.
Mm-hmm. I'm just laughing.
I'm sure you guys can just send them through something.
Mm-hmm. But no, and it so there's a little bit of investment up front.
Right.
But in the long run, you'll see it start to.
Yeah.
It was
like
a one-time cost.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time forever, one time for the next few years.
Like, and for the soccer program, it was so large. With the smaller kids, which we haven't had in years,
yeah,
we needed to buy younger aged goals. So there was that initial cost. You're not going to have that cost in the fall that's going on shortly because we did it in the spring with that program. Yeah.
So it was well, and then just like with
few years, the maintenance.
And with baseball season, we bought the tees, or did Jimmy buy?
No, we bought the tees.
So we bought those because we had three t-ball teams, so that's already something we'll have for next year.
Anything else on budget?
All youth sports? I put a little summer in here. It's changed. We have more participants now, up to about 130. And then I heard from the volleyball coach today there's going to be another, I think, four or five girls signing up. So you have more participants now this sports section than you did in the last season. So for baseball, I think we had around 100, and baseball and soccer was around 120, so now you're up about 10 more kids with the fall sports, so hopefully it just keeps growing.
125 is an aggregate of all these?
Yes, and then I have the breakdown of where they're at.
Right, I see. So compared to existing programs compared to last year, we rolled it up, down.
Oh, we're up. Like, I've never seen that many cheerleaders before, so.
We don't give a shit about cheerleaders.
Is it basketball cheerleading and football
cheerleading? Cheerleading's your second highest revenue.
Basketball cheerleading, we waived because of COVID.
Yeah, last year we didn't have cheerleading.
For basketball.
Yeah. And then Vicky and I found a lot of old, not old, but unused uniforms. So the girls will be using those, and we'll just buy the supplements if we need to.
Oh, for the cheerleaders.
Yeah, for the cheerleaders.
I think Jimmy was just going to order them t-shirts.
Oh, that'll work too.
They might have had to order, like, pom-poms.
Yeah, I ordered the pom-poms yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, which we'll get back at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. So is rookie tackle new?
Yeah, so the whole football program, that pamphlet that was sent out last month with the packet, it's flag for K through 4, and then the rookie tackle program and those regulations. It's 9-on-9, Vicky, I think I remember.
It is.
Either that or 7-on-7.
Yeah. I think the 5th and 6th is 9-on-9. And so that's new this year as well. New structure. They used to be in the Tri-County.
Yeah.
And you have a large participation in that program. I mean, if you look at the flag, there's 20 kids that are K through 2, so that's only going to grow.
Yeah, so with all those kids stick with it.
So I'm going to play volleyball with 6 kids.
Right now there's 9 on that team, and there's 4 more that are going to sign up. I just heard from the coach. Like I said, this has changed.
Well, she 12 is staff.
You need 6 on the courts.
Yeah,
it's rec, it's not.
I'm saying there's 6 on a volleyball team.
Yeah.
Well, there's
a
Oh,
you're no, you're only one team. Yeah.
You want the seniors to come over?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, they have enough. Like I said, this has changed since, like U12 soccer has a lot more people.
So for the
pickleball,
because that's ending here like in a few days.
Hello.
Are they just?
Hello.
Is there a plan for them?
I think,
I think that's due to because school starts the 18th.
I know, but like they're probably going to have this they're going to be back with the same issue they were before.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it.
Yeah, but then you have. I think Jimmy would probably have to figure it out between
the gym practices.
Yeah, but Judy Lombardo. Yeah. We need to figure it out.
What's that?
No, Jim. No, you said Jimmy.
Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Because you have middle school volleyball. And then you have a rec volleyball. So.
I'll find out for you.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I'm sure that then they're going to be wondering.
Yeah.
Where they can play on the way back in the same
They might still be able to play on Friday.
Yeah, he was going to try to find them a day, but I just.
The gym at the old, like the intermediate school, does anybody use that?
Isn't that what Jimmy brought up?
Yeah, that's what he was going to
do. That's what I thought you were going to use to begin.
Yeah.
Because they could use, because if you guys don't use that for practices, then that would be like a permanent solution for them.
That That's what I thought too. That's why I thought they were going to go there.
Like I said, no one practices really on Friday nights. So they could, I mean, that was one of their days is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so they could if they wanted to just do.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to find at least one day a week option for them after the 16th, but it's.
Maybe Fridays.
Do we know how it's being attended? Anybody?
What's that?
Do we know how the pickleball is being attended? Is it growing or shrinking or?
I haven't heard. Okay. I can find out.
Anything else for fall youth sports?
No, when I get the schedules, I'll give them to y'all. So that way you'll have them for all the team in case anybody wants to go.
Anything for general discussion or any business?
I don't. Mr. Van? General discussion.
So are we looking at anything different?
What do you mean?
Are we looking at the rec program, see what kind of offers they have that may have that. Not every kid plays soccer, not every kid plays volleyball. It's like, I know we get this free, but are we looking at...
You mean like lacrosse or something? Like adding in a different sport?
Even
a,
just an activity for kids.
Well,
no.
We're not?
No. Did you want me to do... Because they were...
No, I just thought somebody should look and say, hey, this is really, you know, this is really a gap in our program that we could, you know, if another rec program has something just like kids, or maybe it's going on. It's like, I don't
want to
say nothing.
But something, yeah. Probably the only common one you would find, if I had to guess, would maybe be like a swim team, which we obviously don't have the potential for. We have
no. So
the rain they had.
Do it on the streets 3 days a week.
Are you thinking more like nature programs? Maybe we can bring in like down the park or.
Well, I
just so it doesn't get stale. I mean, we got.
The woman we went through with the parks is actually, I'm like friends with her. Her son goes to school with my son, so.
Okay, maybe we can.
Nora.
Because that would be something on our side.
And
if we aren't going to do out of sports programming, so that would just be Vicki and I can put our heads together.
We got a bike. Got
and I'll probably even see her tomorrow.
Maybe a biking class or a running club or something. Do they have cross country here?
Yeah.
No, and you know what? Jimmy did mention that a while ago of maybe starting, like, to somehow get, like, a running.
Yeah.
Because I think Chardon does that.
Like a youth running club?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, what, well, over 20 years ago, I guess it was, they started the pickleball, the disc golf. And I don't know nationally how it's grown, what kind of programs they have or trophies. But we have that at the park there. Maybe it wouldn't cost anything just to...
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I do see people using it when I go home
at
lunch.
Yeah, people use it all the time.
Yeah.
There is?
Yeah.
No, it's two fellas.
Yeah.
I've seen more than, there's been other people there.
Well, at the park, but not in the...
No.
And actually, there's been a group of women at the pavilion, like...
Well, there somebody's having a...
Like a meeting or something.
Ladies Aid Society.
Okay, is that what that is? Okay. Well, the one day, I think they all had
people up in our development. Is it like 4 o'clock in the afternoon? If people, women up in our development,
I'm not wearing a line. I can't remember.
It's like one morning a week I see them there sometimes.
Okay.
With song wine club.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can put our heads together and think of stuff.
Yeah, it's any kids outside and
yeah.
Harness manager, so running would be.
Something. But yeah, like if we did the running thing, then maybe we could bring back the 5K.
Right, if you have more. If you just start gearing it towards like. Children and families or whoever, you know, start to build the momentum of it again.
So would you like to make this meeting start at 5:10? Do you feel pressure to get here?
No.
Okay.
We always have enough time.
Right. Like, I'm right. Like, but I'm like right there, so
yeah, if we changed it to 5:10,
I got stuck at the lake.
Sam, why don't we just make it 5?
That's fine.
You don't have to even announce it. Yeah.
Yes,
you do, to make it legal, but.
I do.
So
5-10? Yeah, we also have.
I'll just put it on the agenda 5-10, and then that way. Yeah.
So that means I can't come till 5:08 then?
All right, it's 5:24. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
5:24.
Aye.